Thank you for calling XPL. This is Michelle speaking. How may I assist you today? Thank you for calling XPL. This is Michelle speaking. How may I assist you today?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes, I have a customer who had a measure, and I need to he received his merchandise today, and I need to set him up for an install.
Do you have an order number associated with this account?
I have a PO number.
This is with Home Depot, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your store number?
0213.
And the PO?
1349-2942.
Thank you. I'm going to place you on a report while I try to locate this account.
Okay, thank you. Be right back, sweetie pie.
Thank you for the hold. Could you verify the customer's name and address?
Michael Mayo. Hold on, I don't have his address in front of me. I just pulled up his XPO paper that they gave him from the thing. Hold on just a minute. All right, the address for the customer is 1066 4th Lane Southwest of Vero Beach, 32962.
Ma'am, the PO that you provided, this is for the measurement. This is not for the installation.
Okay, hold on just a moment. It's just the information I had available to me. Hold on. Let me give you the order number. That is H0213.
No, ma'am, that won't pull up anything in our system. That's your all's order number. I need the PO.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. All right, 134. No, that's the same one. Oh, no, it's not. Okay. All right. It's 134-93185.
Thank you.
No problem. I'm too heavy.
Ma'am, that was 1349-3185.
1349-3185.
Nothing came up with that, ma'am.
Okay, well, it's been sold, paid in full. That is the PO that is on the order.
I'll try putting it in again. One moment. Okay, could you verify the customer's name and address once more?
Michael Mayo, 1066 4th Lane Southwest, 32962 Vero Beach.
And this is for a built-in electric cooktop?
Correct.
Okay, so it shows that they have been contacting this customer. Is the phone number 561-436-4718?
Hold on, let me go back to that page. 561-436-4718. He said he hadn't been answering because he hadn't had the product yet, so he was waiting till he had the product before he had to set up the install.
Okay, this status has to be updated because they put this in pending client reschedule due to he has not been answering. So one moment while I'll get this updated.
Okie dokie. I do apologize. Give me a few moments.
Okay. No.
It's all, in all honesty, you have to show me what you're interested in, and I have to go in and look it up. But most of them are at a zero. And last time I looked, we could not find a complete set that we could put together. I can get a washer, but it doesn't have the matching dryer, or vice versa. And unfortunately, it looks like we're going to be in this position probably till September, October.
What kind of a watch? I mean, we grew up with HVAC and
TV. In all honesty, the way they're making appliances nowadays, you find what has the bells and whistles that you like in your price range, and that's what you go for. I cannot honestly tell you there's one any better than the other anymore. Used to be they built quality.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're looking at 3 to 8 years life expectancy on anything you see in the showroom now.
The guy told me he was best in the news for what's kind of like art.
Thank you for that hold, ma'am. The next available day that they have is not until Monday the 17th.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, I went ahead and got the customer scheduled. He will receive a phone call Saturday the 15th between the time 6 and 9 p.m. to advise of the 4-hour window that the check will come between in on Monday, and also on Monday, the tech will give a 30-minute call ahead before arriving to do that installation.
All righty.
Is there anything else I can assist with?
No, I think that's it. So I can let the customer know he's scheduled for Monday the 17th. He will get a call Saturday the 15th, and I'll call him 30 minutes before.
That's correct.
Alrighty, I thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling XPO. Have a great day.
Do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.